Hello, everybody. It's the antagonist. Welcome to the main topic. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Love Justice Lane. What's up, Justice?
Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Ooh, good evening, world. Good evening to you, the antagonist.
So, how you living today? Where are you at in the country right now?
Well, right now I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, nice weather over there. I'm in Glendale, Arizona. And so, everybody, one of the unique things about our show, this show is with real people talking about real topics. We're a variety show. We're going to cover just about everything. We want you to feel relaxed, entertained, speak your mind. You know, I'm doing this actually from my bedroom. So if you hear a kid knocking on the door looking for juice and you're going to hear me yelling and screaming at him, hey, have some understanding and don't call CPS on me, baby, because we're doing the show. I'm just trying to entertain y'all.
Yes.
How's your year been so far, Justice?
Oh, my year is going good. It's going good. It's going to get better. Once I get to file taxes, no.
Yeah, everybody waiting for that, man. You know, we all parents play Santa Claus, and we like Santa for us is IRS, baby. You know,
Yes. Shoot.
It's a, you know, kids have Elf on the shelf. We have H&R Block on the shelf, man. I'm waiting for that W-2, baby. Try to make the world right again. And so one thing about the year changing that we always deal with every year, New Year's resolutions. Do you have any crazy New Year resolutions you're doing? What are some of your goals for this year?
To beat last year's goals, to be better, you know, at mastering, I guess, the craft. You know, but I've heard a lot of crazy New Year's resolutions. You know, anywhere from people, you know, learning another language or, you know, learning to ride a horse, you know. So it all depends on how you're feeling the day before New Year's, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Me, the way I feel before New Year's is really, you know, how my belt buckles, you know, around my waistline. I'm like, so I fell into the status quo, right? I'm doing what everybody else is doing. You know, I figured, you know what? 2018, it's a new year. I got some big stuff going on. I might as well start out and try to get healthy and everything. So I've been working out, you know, trying to get my fitness right. And it's funny because my wife actually started all of this. You know, I thought I was good and stuff like that. You know, and she had mentioned to me, she was like, hey, Aaron, I know you a guy and I know you like cleavage, but you shouldn't have cleavage as a dude. And I'm like, I don't, girl, this is all money, all muscle, girl. And she was like, no, I mean, you have cleavage on your back. And so I didn't know I had so much back fat, right? And so it's crazy. I'm chunky sexy, and I'm working on it. And so my homeboy actually came over to the house the other day, and, you know, I've been eating all healthy and stuff like that. And she went outside, you know, she does a lot of gardening. And I was actually in the cupboard eating cookies, and she didn't know that, but he you know, he ran interference. He was standing right by the door, so, you know, it's kind of shameful, you know. So if you have the show Cheaters, or if anybody out there has seen the show Cheaters,
what kind of cookie was it? Was it worth it? What kind of cookie?
It was chocolate chip, and I tell you what, you know, I was talking dirty to that cookie. You know, I've been waiting for you all day, baby. I've been waiting. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. And so if the show Cheaters were to follow me around, you know, they wouldn't see me going to any girl's house. They'd see me going to, like, Wendy's and Burger King and stuff like that. And so I got a problem, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I'm working with you because, I travel a lot, of course, you know, and the fast food lifestyle, that will be my next year's resolution. But,
well, I mean, it's so quick and it's so convenient, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I can't deny Wendy or Donald's. You know, I'm just like, okay, you know, and the fries. It's the fries. The fries are the bonus. know?
Them fries be shaking my thighs, baby. Baby. Delicious. And so, one thing, everybody, we're a variety show, as I was saying, and so we're going to cover everything from sports, politics.
All fun topics.
If you guys have been following us on Twitter, one of the big topics that we're going to be talking about is tax reform. And so this is an introductory show. We just want to introduce ourselves, you know, get you guys excited about everything that we're doing. And we're here for you. We're here for your entertainment and for you guys to have knowledge and for you guys just to have a voice from people. We're real people out here doing our thing, reporting things for you. Did you watch any of the NFL playoffs this weekend?
A little bit. I can't lie. I watched the Steelers game. That was the only one I watched because I was rooting for them. But other than that, I didn't get to it. But you could catch everybody up on that. And before you do all that, everybody, if you want to call in 646-232-30, you could join the topic of the day conversation. If not, you can go on Twitter right now to the main topic show and just make sure you use the hashtag the main topic or tweet us directly, and we'll answer you right now live on the air. But go ahead. Give us those sports. How's that going?
All right, so I'm just going to give, you know, just a little bit of analysis here. I mean, everybody has seen it. Everybody's seen the score, especially if you follow sports. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about some of these things that have gone down. So the biggest question mark, I think, are these backup quarterbacks. You know, we expect to see Tom Brady there. We expect to see Ben Roethlisberger there. We expect to see all of these marquee names. But I tell you what, man, back in August, if I told you that Blake Bortles was going to ball out and drop 45 points on the Steelers defense, nobody would have saw that coming. If I would have said Case Keenum, journeyman, the entire time he's been in the league, would lead the Minnesota Vikings on a last-second touchdown. They're calling it the Minneapolis Miracle, 61 yards to Stephon Diggs as time expired. You know, people just wouldn't get it. And Nick Foles, you know, most people forget about his, you know, football that he was playing back in 2013, where he threw 27 touchdowns versus 2 interceptions, and they just started, you know, comparing him to Napoleon Dynamite because he kind of looks like Napoleon Dynamite. I mean, let's just be honest, you know.
Oh, gosh.
And so, to be leading the Eagles to the NFC Championship, and so an interesting statistic right now, 3 out of the 4 teams in the playoffs right now have not won the Super Bowl before. And I think that's great parity for the league. I think it gets people excited. And I think that just brings overall great value to sports. And it's kind of refreshing. You know, I love parity in sports. I'm definitely looking forward to it. But the highlight, the bell of the ball for me, was the fight that happened during the Clippers and Houston Rockets game. Did you see anything about that?
Yes, I did, yes.
Oh,
it got a little
God.
Bit heated. They were screaming and yelling from the sideline. It was great. I got a chance to catch that one. Who are you going for the Super Bowl? Like, did your team make it? My team definitely.
I am a diehard Arizona Cardinals fan, and we did exactly that. We died hard. But we'll be back. We'll be back. It's okay. We'll be back.
Right?
I'm excited for next year. They're looking for a new head coach right now. I think they're going to get the right person in place there. With that Clippers-Rockets game, it was so funny. If you watch Inside the NBA, you saw Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley cracking up, making fun of the both teams for fighting. Because everybody knows NBA players really don't fight. Nobody wants to hit each other. they're not about that life, baby. They're not about that life. It's funny. One of the things that really caused the physical altercation, Trevor Ariza was actually reaching to stop Blake Griffin from getting to the basket, and he ripped his tights. Now, I've been watching basketball a very long time, everybody, and I never thought that in the year 2018, it would be a topic, a headline, that an NBA player fought another NBA player because he ripped his tights. What happened to basketball? Yo, tights?
He ripped them?
He ripped them. He ripped the man's tights, and he got heated. I mean, I think he's dating Kylie Jenner or one of the 58 Kardashian tribe. And, you know, if you read Blake Griffin's lips, you know, I might be totally lying about this guy, so don't take me seriously. But he looked at him, he's like, that was Egyptian cotton, you mother, you know. And, and he was just going crazy, going at it about it, you know. And so I think, especially since I'm on this weight loss journey, I'd be a little bit heated if somebody ran and they ripped my Spanx. Not that I'm saying I'm wearing Spanx, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, I think I would be heated. So, yeah, so it's interesting, you know, a lot of interesting stuff happening in sports. But, you know, let's start to dive into what's going on here. We did a poll on Twitter. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Do you have that information up and in front of you? I'm old, so I'm working on this technology, y'all. You're going to have to bear. Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah, well, the main topic for today was tax reform. So we ran a poll, I guess, last week. And everybody voted yes. Thank you. First of all and foremost, I want to say thank you guys for all the retweets and follows and all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. And here we have the poll. Let's see. Okay. We asked, the question is, what are your thoughts on tax reform, and do you know what it truly means, and is it beneficial? And we asked yes, no, or what is tax reform, and 31% of the voters said yes, they are for tax reform. 47% of the voters said no, I'm against it. And 22% of the people said, what is tax reform? So they really don't, out of those, you know, the people that voted, 22% really don't know what it is. So that's the main topic of the show, to kind of give clarity on what tax reform is. So,
and it's interesting because I think a lot of people, especially nowadays with this past election, I've seen a lot more of association with party. And when you ask people why they're with a party, they really don't know why. They just know why they're against the other party. And so I'm curious to see if the people who say, yes, I'm for it, are saying that they're yes for our President Donald Trump, essentially, and if they really have the knowledge of what tax reform is, or if the people that are saying, no, I'm against it, are just anti-Trump, and they don't have any idea of what really tax reform is. And so kudos to the 22%, because the 22%, you know, they're just straight up honest, and they're just saying, you know what? I don't know. What is it? Not saying that anybody in the 31 or the 47% weren't being honest or genuine in their response, but I just respect that level of honesty, because a lot of times I think we become fans of our norms and we're just cheerleaders. And you know what? I'm for Trump and anything he says is good. You know,
That was a lot of the responses that we got or received. It was really Republicans versus Democrats versus people informed on what the tax reform is. And, you know, shout out to a lot of the people, again, that retweeted. Like, for example, one of the responses was from Madeline L. Purcell. I don't know where she's tweeting out from, but make sure everybody listening, give her a shout out or you go follow her at MELP709. She said that she's against tax scams. So basically, at the end of the day, when she pulled in, you know, she just thinks that the whole tax reform is one big scam. So I'm sure that's what a lot of people think it is because, you know, again, 22% of people said that they don't know what it is. And at the end of the day, it's they kind of threw it out at us, you know, at the perfect timing as well. You know, it's tax season. Everybody was filing their taxes. It's the end of the year. You know, like you said, Christmas, everybody has the kids. And then, oh my God, when you hear tax reform, it was like, you know, coal in a stocking. Like nobody was like, oh, they weren't expecting it, and it wasn't great either. So it's really like, that's why it turned so much into a Republican versus Democrat, and, you know, Trump, anti-Trump, you know. So it turned into that whole kind of thing. But
it's interesting because, yeah, it, you know, I think it's just interesting, you know, because I know I would consider myself kind of middle of the road. I'm an old school guy. If something makes sense to me, I'll sign off on it. And sometimes those views are right wing, sometimes they're left wing, sometimes they're left field, as my wife would say. I just think that it's interesting because when people really look at tax reform or anything political, I think when you really narrow it down, they focus on their household. How does this affect my family? How does it affect my pocket? How does it affect my career? Am I going to get a return or not? Because I can guarantee you, if somebody's against tax reform because they're a Democrat, but they see they're going to get more back, they'll be like, hey, you know what? That really wasn't so bad. And vice versa, right? I mean, I think a lot of times people kind of fall into these different things until they really break it down to see how is it beneficial to their family.
Yeah, well, we looked into that, and as far as like the tax brackets and the rates, it goes for individuals, of course, you know, in joint filing, married, head of household, depending. The crazy thing is that I found out that no two states will be affected in the same way. Like, for example,
right,
of course, California, New York, your main states, they will be taxed way higher than your Ohio or Nebraska, you know. So those were things that is really a numbers game. So that, you know, whoever, you know, where you guys are listening in, specifically your city and your state, that will vary depending on their taxes. So there's really no right or wrong quote-unquote number to give out for that, like to say percentage if it will affect you or not. Basically, again, at the end of the day, all the research that I've done on this tax reform, it's basically pushed more towards the corporate side versus the household income side.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So people that, you know, work every day and, you know, you're putting the kids through school and, you know, you have those car payments and your mortgage, your payments or rent, it will be beneficial, but it will be even more beneficial for business owners or big corporations and stuff like that. Again, you know, let me clarify what tax reform is, and I'll be reading directly off of the IRS.com. You guys can visit IRS.com and see all this information for yourself. If something sparks your interest that we're saying, feel free to look it up. All the information is there for you. What tax reform is, and again, I'm reading off the website, is the process of changing the ways taxes are collected or managed by the government and is usually undertaken to improve tax administration or to provide economic or social benefits. So at the end of the day, a whole bunch of people sat together, and I ran those numbers as well. Everybody said, okay, Trump decided that we were going to have the tax reform, which is indeed a fact. This all went through on December 20th. The party line vote was 51-48, and coincidentally, Senator John McCain was absent due to medical treatment. So the House passed the bill 224-201. No House Democrat reported the bill. So at the end of the day, everybody going back to what we were discussing about saying, oh, Republicans versus Democrats, no. Listen to everybody, the last thing that I said, no House Democrat reported the bill, so they were for it. And these are people that make over $150,000 a year, so more they're aiming towards that corporate bracket, so-called, even though they're individuals that work so-called 9-to-5s. So at the end of the day, household families, you know, and people like yourself and I, we're not going to be affected directly too bad. It'll be a plus for us because we'll be getting a lot of our money back.
Well, and you know, that can be comforting for, you know, your average Joe, as you will. One thing about the tax reform, I mean, if you look at it, there is just a huge war of information. It's a media war almost with CNN and Fox. And it's really confusing because there's such an influx of information and it can be overwhelming to your average Joe. And so they won't really know what it means for them. And, you know, it really sends the average person, you know, running for the hills, you know, and just kind of having that mentality of, you know, man, I hope this really doesn't affect me, you know, or how is it going to affect me? And so, you know, people, a lot of times they fear what they don't understand. And so there's a lot of people that fear tax reform because they're just overwhelmed by all the information that, you know, that they're getting hit with.
And like you said, everybody is against Trump or, you know, not, let me take that back. Not everybody, but half of the majority is, you know, against him. And then the other half is, you know, forum, but you know, come to find out again, fact, this is all off IRS.com, this is all off Wikipedia, you know, about the United States and the history of taxes and stuff. This wasn't the first tax reform to ever take place. The first tax reform to take place was in 1986 under Reagan. So at the end of the day, those 22% that don't know what it is, fine. The other ones that are saying no, they're against it, I'm pretty sure a little small majority of the percentage that said they were against it was really against Trump.
Right. One of the main arguments that I've heard just in media about it is its long-term effects being bad and the deficit. I mean, it's projected to leave trillions of dollars in debt on millennials. So, you know, the generation coming up. And so it's almost like one of those things where, you know, do we benefit now and pay for it later? There's a lot of different, you know, layers to it. And I'll be completely honest, just looking it up myself, you know, and having started my own businesses before, then also working, you know, a 9-to-5 job, you know, at times in my life, it's just with all that information coming at me, I kind of felt like, you know, Neo, when he's looking at all the binary codes in the Matrix, you're just trying to decipher everything and, you know.
No, that's what it's like. And it's so funny that you bring that up because they're looking to increase the federal budget by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. Because actually the budget, again, according, this is all off of IRS if you're just tuning in, they currently appropriated the budget now of $11.2 billion. So 43% of it is allocated to enforce, while less than 6% is allocated to taxpayer outreach and educational activities. So right now we're looking at a budget of $11.2 billion. So over the next 10 years, it'll raise to $1.5 trillion. So we will see a difference. Now, the thing is, the key element here is, and the key words is 43% of it will be used towards taxpayer outreach, which is the people, us, you know, and towards education. So really the primary factor of the whole tax reform, again, I keep finding the corporate side of it is very much sticking out. And then, again, you have your education on the other side. You know, and those are things that I looked into as well, like as charitable for deductions, for taxes, how will it affect student loan debt and so forth. You know, or is it even solving our debt problem overall, you know?
Right. And so looking at it now from the corporate side, I mean, definitely with education, it, you know, that education, especially in inner cities or what would be seen as communities that are under or at the poverty line, you know, education's a big problem, you know, and we can tap into that here shortly, but let's look at the corporate side of it. And so from the perspective of a guy, you know, you fill your lunch pail every day, kiss the wife, go to work, you know, you're just a blue collar worker. Does the breaks that tax reform supply to corporations inspire or influence them to create more jobs and more opportunities to supplement the economy?
Mm-hmm. Well, the answer to that and no, to be fair, because, you know, I can only be justice at the end of the day. So, you know, there's so many things. And again, it's all going to go back and boil down to what state they're in. But as far as the corporate side of it, again, it all depends on your state and local taxes, you know, rules by, you know, various jurisdictions and so forth. But I really, like I said, the answer is yes and no. So it's a plus and a minus, you know, but at the end of the day, it's sort of like a balancing act. You know, everything has to trickle down eventually. So basically, you know, before it gets better, you're going to see the breakdown of it. And that's what I think that we're basically seeing right now. You know, tax has been around for a very, very long time. As far as matter of fact, I'll give you guys a little fun history fact. The first federal income tax was enacted in 1861 and expired in 1872. The first corporate income tax was enacted in 1894. But get this, a key aspect of it was shortly held unconstitutional. So that right there says a million things, you know.
Absolutely.
For it to be ruled unconstitutional, at the end of the day, is it for the people or against the people? And that's something that we'll eventually find out.
Well, and that's the thing, because, you know, especially since you said it was seen as unconstitutional, because I think, you know, feds, please don't knock on my door and take me out of here, you know.
We're going to get audited. We're going to get audited.
Right. Exactly. But myself and a lot of people, even though I do honor my tax obligations, I do believe that it is unconstitutional. I'm just putting it out there, you know. Y'all don't be TMZ and, you know, the antagonist is now in there with Wesley Snipes and all that, you know.
They can attack you on those cookies. You don't know yet.
Exactly. You know, they got me on them Nabiscos, you know. And so I look at it and it's like, man, you know, you get tax taken out of your paycheck. When you go to the grocery store, you pay taxes. When you buy anything you need, you pay taxes. And then at the end of the year, you know, you're audited to see if you got to pay even more taxes. And so I think just from an average person that works every day, there's a lot of frustration when they look at it, because I know when I look at it, it's like I pay taxes technically hundreds of times a week. And, you know, how are we in such a deficit if you take my income and I'm a working adult and then you times that times 9 million other, or even more than that, my goodness, you know, 50 million other working adults in this country who also pay taxes. How in the hell are we broke?
I know. It's a numbers game. I think I took the wrong major in school. I should have took accounting, because at the end of the day, it was just numbers flying everywhere. And it's funny, because like a small percentage of the budget increase, it's to hire people to run these numbers. So
yeah.
that was the crazy part about it. I was like, oh, okay. So a part of, you know, the, what was it, $1.5 trillion, I'm sure a couple of million or billion out of that will be just employing people to run the numbers, answer the phones, just so, I don't know, everybody listening in, I know you guys called the IRS before, I've called the IRS before, because I wanted to know where my check was, and you have to sit there on the phone for like 45 minutes to an hour. So there goes a piece of the pie of the $1.5 trillion. So that's also going to be in there.
Right. Then you hire people, like you said, you know, part of it's to break down those numbers. So it's kind of like saying, all right, well, I created this huge system, but I need to hire somebody to teach me and manage the system that I created that I really don't understand.
Yes, all credit to NASDAQ and the stock market at the end of the day. Oh, well, supposedly Trump, because he takes full credit according to his Twitter. So, you know, that will, I'm sure I ruffled some panties to the Republicans. They're like, oh, God. No, I'm not against Trump, and I'm definitely not for him. But at the end of the day, again, all I can be is justice and remain neutral and just state facts. And that is the whole purpose of this show, the main topic. We have some callers. You want to take a call? Let's
Absolutely.
See. Oh, should we ask them if they're a Republican or Democrat first? We're going to get attacked here. But let's see.
Are you an employee of the federal government asking for a friend?
Yeah, right. Hello, caller. Hello? You're live on IFM Radio. This is the main topic show. Do you have a question?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay, awesome. Well, I would just like to share a few things. First off, like, I'm a millennial myself. I'm 21. And I just have to say, Antagonist, I agree with you, bro. Like, first off, like, we get taxed a whole lot, bro. And in my opinion, it's, like, way too much. Like, they take out taxes in our cell phone bills, a grocery store, when we shop online, when we buy clothes, anything, you know. And it's just, like, it's ridiculous, you know, especially for people who, like, I make $9 an hour where I work right now. And you got to think, like, on the big scale of things, for a lot of people, that's, like, barely enough. Like, you have to work, like, two or three jobs to, you know, be able to live and all that. But, and I do have to say, too, I'm not for Trump. I'm actually very much so against him. But one of the biggest problems we have, like, in this country is definitely big business, like big corporations, because, you know, we've been shown that they've been lobbying into politics for, like, years and years now, and they really do. They control and run a lot of things, and I believe that, like, this tax reform that Donald Trump has passed is really just giving more power to those types of people, and that's really, in my opinion, like, the last thing we need, so...
Yeah. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay.
Delaware. Okay. Hey, and you know what? You hit the nail right on the head, bro, because at the end of the day, you know, work hard. I remember, man, you know, you work hard. You go to the store. You buy your Jiffy cornbread. You buy your favorite soda. You stop by Fascinations, you know, because you're going to have a little bit of me time. And you got taxed for all of that. I gotta pay you to please me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yo, and also, you gotta think about too, like, the tax breaks that they're getting back, you know, it's a whole lot of money for them. You know, they might get back like $500,000 to $1 million, or even more than that. And, you know, you gotta think, like, on the scale of, like, the average person, like the other 90%, you know, or whatever. Like, that's, like, complete life-changing money, you know? That's, like, winning the lottery-type money. But for them, it's just, like, you know, they get it back, and it's cool, but it's, like, a brush-it-off type thing. But, you know, that could really change somebody's life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I just totally disagree with that. You know, I think, like, there's – and, you know, the other illusion is, I believe, like, you know, when they say, oh, you know, he's bringing back jobs and more companies are hiring people, like – we just take that as it is, and we really don't look at, you know, the real truth behind it. Like, you know, they might be hiring a certain amount of people, but what if they shut down, like, 10 or 20 other plants? You know, then you're actually, like, going backwards. Or, you know, what if they're, like, just supplying – what if they're cutting out all their full times and maybe only getting part-time jobs where, you know, a person still has to barely get by and struggle?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's a very good point, because at the end of the day – if you create more jobs but they're part-time, then a lot of people kind of pop their collar and say, hey, look how low the unemployment rate is. Okay, well, the unemployment rate is low. However, poverty is up, because what you're providing does not supplement the needs of the people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you say you're calling out of Delaware. I was just running the numbers and looking. You're paying just as much tax as California. You're at 8.7%. So, and like you said, you work full time. You're 21. Did you go to school?
Actually,
like, as far as
I'm sorry, I work part-time right now, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I've worked at full-time jobs before, but I made, like, a little bit more. You know, even when I was working, like, a full-time, like, 40 hours per week, I was still, like, making barely enough, you know, to, like, live in, like, a little one-bedroom apartment and get all my other stuff mm-hmm. done and maybe have, like, a little bit of extra cash. But, you know, I was still getting taxed and stuff then, too, so... But that was, like, a full-time job, you know? So, and, you know, that just, in the big scale of things, that just really doesn't add up to me. Like, you should be able, there's no reason, like, a person should work a full-time job and not be able to, you know, completely pay all their bills and be able to, like, save back money and everything and really just be doing good, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Because I know people that, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You
know
people
that
work like, they work like 70, 80 hours per week, you know, and they're, it's like when you're working that much, yeah, you might make more than the average person does who's on the lower end, but when are you ever getting to enjoy yourself and when are you ever not working?
And it's so true.
Exactly.
And then the more you make, the more they take out. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we'll definitely.
For me,
go ahead.
No, like, for me, it's just a really, like, sad reality kind of as a millennial because, you know, I'm, like, I'm still young and I'm trying, you know, I got goals and dreams and ambitions, and it's really hard to balance all that on top of, like, just the everyday responsibility, and I really do feel like it shouldn't be this bad, like, the way it is now, and I just really hope, like, you know, my generation will hopefully make enough noise to give it a change and get things rolling in the right way.
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
And, you know, and little things like this, I mean, just, you know, being able to speak out and just share how you feel about this, letting your voice be heard. I think a lot of times, you know, in society, just passive, you know, people just being passive is more acceptable. You know, hey, don't ruffle any feathers. But, I mean, what you're doing right now is courageous. You know, there's the demographic listening to this show is anywhere from 18 to 55 to older.
Yeah.
And the fact that you called in and you said, hey, let me tell you how this is affecting my people, my generation, your future leaders. We have to listen to you and we have to take it into consideration because these are some messes that if we don't get them right, unfortunately, millennials are going to have to clean up.
Yes.
No, definitely.
Yeah. And it's, you know.
What's your name?
Go ahead. Yeah,
oh,
what's your
it's
name?
What's your name? I don't want to call you the millennial from Delaware. What's your name?
it's Jay.
Jay, all right, Jay. Hey, man, you know, we appreciate you calling in. Definitely with the support. Follow us on Twitter. And
yes.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely look up some stuff to see how we can assist you. And, you know, just keep checking back with our posts throughout the week. And, you know, maybe I can find some good tips for you to keep most of your money, whether you're working full-time or part-time. Or maybe there's some something that can help put some money in your pocket.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, for real.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
you're welcome.
Jay,
well,
take care, brother.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it so much. And, you know, just like the antagonist said, you know, you're 21 years old, you're a millennial, you work, and, you know, and it's hard enough trying to balance everyday life and then the bills and then all of a sudden get something thrown at you like tax reform, like what is it or why or, you know, and like you clearly stated, you know, it makes you upset and, you know, so thank you for voicing your opinion and, you know, calling in and letting everybody hear, you know, how you feel about it. It's really important.
No, I absolutely appreciate it. Thank you for letting me speak.
Yes, you're welcome. And again, make sure to check it out. I will be thinking about you doing some research, and I'll see what I can find for you and specifically, and, you know, we'll check the states and stuff so we can get some money in your pocket and see if there's something that can help you.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Justice. Thank you, Antagonist.
Yes. Yes.
Anytime, brother.
Man,
thanks for calling.
Y'all keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Yes, thank you, and shout out to you. What's your Twitter, or where can everybody find you so everybody can follow you? Because you're pretty cool, man.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, okay. So, hold on, let me, okay, I was kind of trying to make more anonymous, but, my Twitter tag
is... Oh, well, go
is...
ahead. No, go ahead. No, that's fine. Go ahead. But just, again,
okay,
make sure you check out our website then, so you can check out those tips. And shout out to you then.
Okay, hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. And so anybody else listening wants to call in, you know, I'll give you the number, but I got to do it in my radio voice. I got to do it in my radio voice. You ready? You ready for the radio voice? Here we go.
Yeah.
Call in at 646-232-30.
Oh, you did that really good.
Topic.
You did that really good.
You know, that's the way they used to do it on the radio when I was coming up, man. That's when you knew it was going down. You know, you have to call in, get your request for that girl, be like, Shaquita, put it on, you know. Midnight Mamacita at 9 o'clock. I got something to tell you, girl. Yeah, so that's the voice they used to use back in the day, baby.
I already know, yes. But you know, it's been a very good opening to the show, and very we can never go wrong with spreading awareness, and I love it. I love it.
Absolutely, You know, that's the amazing thing about this. You know, we're here for you, everybody. The main topic is about everybody having a voice. You know, we are just your average people. You know, you're not going to, you know, we're not recording this in a studio, and I don't have a guy behind a glass, you know, pointing at me and stuff like that. You know, it's just, you know, the person behind the glass is actually in my house, and it's my wife flipping me off, but that's another story. So... But, you know, we're real people, man, you know, and we just really want everybody to participate in this show and take something from it, you know. We want to make you laugh. We want to make you think. We want to educate you, you know. That's what the main topic's about. It's a voice of the people, you know, and just like Jay from Delaware calling in, you know, to really express how he feels. That's what it's about. So, you know, thank you. You know, we're a variety show. We're going to have tons of different topics, you know, everything from sports, politics, news, you name it, anything that's going on. And the important thing is, guys, absolutely follow us. Follow us. Give us the feedback. What do you want to hear us chop it up about? What do you want to hear us talk about? Justice, hit them with that. Hit them with all the Twitter information.
Yes. They can follow us. Well, you can follow me at I Am Justice Lane, or you can follow the antagonist directly, or you can follow the main page at the Main Topic Show. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Main Topic Show. So it's at Main Topic Show. You can check that out for everybody listening again, or you can visit our main website at ifm-radio.com. You can also listen in iTunes and TuneIn, along with a whole bunch of other channels. So make sure you check it out. Again, we would love to hear your opinion. Always feel free to call in and express how you feel about a certain topic. Or you can call in and request the topic, and we'll talk about it in the following show.
Absolutely. And, guys, you can follow me at TheAntagonist7. I'm all over my Twitter. Just, you know, say what's up, man. You know, just give... You know, give me a holler, you know, anything,
and
you know.
You better post some good stuff. I want to see them cookies because I need to go get some cookies. Now you got me thinking about dang cookies.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna have to post them cookies. I'm gonna have to show you guys the cookies that almost got me hemmed up.
Do some late night snacks. Late night snacks while you're listening to the Main Topic Show. Well,
exactly.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, it's so important to be seen and be heard and to express yourself. Thank you to everybody that voted on our Twitter page. We really appreciate it. I hope we spread some awareness. Again, going on the Twitter, running the Twitter page, and we'll be discussing everything. You know, the antagonist, you could follow him. You could follow the main topic page on Twitter. And again, just retweet us and, you know, tell us what you guys want us to talk about. Or if something that we talked about during tonight's show interests you or it inspired you to want to ask a question that you didn't get to ask, again, tweet us and we'll reply as soon as we can.
Thank you again, everybody, for allowing us to entertain you this evening. We're humbled by the response, and we're thankful to be here for you. And so, same time next week. If anything changes, guys, you'll see it on Twitter, baby. I'll holler at you.
Yes, we are signing off. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is The Main Topic, hosted by The Antagonist and your girl, Justice Lane. Make sure you check out our main website at ifm-radio.com. Again, follow The Main Topic, or, matter of fact, use that hashtag, The Main Topic Show, and you can follow all of our discussions. Good night, guys, or ladies and gentlemen.
Send me some cookies.
Yay! Wait, can I file it on my taxes? No. Let me stop. Good night, everybody, and thank you guys for tuning in again.